And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of November, 2009. It was on this day, 1912, George Bernard Shaw wrote a love letter to the English actress Stella Campbell. He wrote, "Stella, Stella, shut your ears tight against this blarneying Irish liar. Read no more of his letters. He will fill his fountain pen with your heart's blood. He adores you with one eye and sees you with the other as a calculated utility. He has been recklessly trying to please you, to delight you, to persuade you to carry him up to heaven for a moment. He's trying to do it now. And when you have done it, he will run away and give it all to the mob. Oh, don't fall in love with him, but don't grudge him the joy he finds in being in love with you and writing all sorts of wild but heartfelt, exquisite lies to you, his adoredest, GBS. 2 years after he wrote the letter, she played the role of Eliza Doolittle in Shaw's play Pygmalion when it made its debut in London. He had written the play a few years earlier for her specifically, but she'd suffered injuries in a car accident, and so the production in London was held up. The play first opened in Vienna, 1913, in a German version. Shaw had translated it himself. She was a little bit old to play Eliza Doolittle, but he was still in love with her, and the correspondence between Stella and George Bernard Shaw went on for 40 years until 1939. At one point she wrote to him, "If I inspired a little of the tenderness of their genius, I am proud, not vain. People talk carelessly, but nobody will think anything but what lovely letters and what a dear man you are." It's the birthday of the Indian novelist Raja Rao, born in Hassan in southern India, 1909. His native language was Kannarese, but he wrote all of his books in English, trying to capture in English the rhythm of Indian life. Wrote his first novel, Kantapura, when he was only 21 years old. And it's the birthday of the woman who wrote Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell, Atlanta, in 1900. She wrote for an Atlanta newspaper. She wrote stories. She wrote a gossip column. Had to quit in 1926 because she had a foot injury. She passed the time in her apartment reading books and then decided to try to write a book herself. And she started writing Gone with the Wind, starting with the last chapter. The story of Scarlett O'Hara, born on a plantation, loses everything after the Civil War, and is left by the man she loves, Rhett Butler. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn entitled The Sacred. After the teacher asked if anyone had a sacred place, and the students fidgeted and shrank in their chairs, the most serious of them all said it was his car, being in it alone, his tape deck playing, things he'd chosen, and others knew the truth had been spoken, and began speaking about their rooms, their hiding places. But the car kept coming up, the car in motion, music filling it, and sometimes one other person who understood the bright altar of the dashboard and how far away a car could take him from the need to speak or to answer, the key in having a key and putting it in and going. The Sacred, a poem by Stephen Dunn from his collection Between Angels, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.